It's Wednesday, December 4th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Typhoon Kamuri barreled across the Philippines with fierce winds and rain Tuesday, leaving at least 4 people dead, forcing hundreds of thousands of villagers to abandon high-risk communities and prompting officials to shut down Manila's international airport, reports the Star Advisor. Kamuri toppled trees and electrical posts, ripped off tin roofs, and battered a provincial airport as it blew across island provinces and the southern fringes of the main northern Luzon Island before blowing into the South China Sea. It weakened but remained dangerous with maximum sustained winds of 81 miles per hour and gusts of up to 124 miles per hour as it exited. In the midst of it, missionary Tim Swanson, Kevin Swanson's younger brother, explained how God enabled him to bring some people to safety.
One of the families lives right on the beach, and so they came on a motorbike, 2 daughters and the dad and a mom came on the motorbike. They came during the eye of the storm. I went to the village where they lived, about 5 minutes from our house, and there were trees down on the road. Picked up the mom, ended up picking a bunch of other people up, his entire extended family. We did a little Bible time on Jesus Calm Me in the Storm. I was able to share that that Kevin and I had talked this morning about how concerned he was and we were about the safety of these families. And then how the Lord had provided. They were all evacuated and actually in our living room. It's such a beautiful thing.
Psalm 92 verses 1 and 2 says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night." Kamala Harris is ending her presidential campaign after months of failing to lift her candidacy from the bottom of the field, a premature departure for a California senator once heralded as a top-tier contender for the nomination, reports Politico.com.
My campaign for president simply does not have the financial resources to continue. I'm not a billionaire. I can't fund my own campaign. And as the campaign has gone on, it has become harder and harder to raise the money we need to compete. It is with deep regret, but also with deep gratitude, that I am suspending our campaign today.
In a bizarre television rant last Friday, Florida so-called pastor Rick Wiles, founder of True News, who is widely known for his anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, claimed that Jews are trying to overthrow President Donald Trump, reports the Times of Israel.
This impeached Trump movement is a Jew coup. And the American people better wake up to it really fast, because this thing is moving now towards a vote in the House and then a trial in the Senate. We could have a trial before Christmas. This country could be in civil war at Christmas time. This is a coup led by Jews to overthrow the constitutionally elected president of the United States. You have been taken over by a Jewish cabal, a Bolshevik revolution, and I'm going to tell you, the Church of Jesus Christ, you're next. Get it through your head. They're coming for you. There will be a purge. That's the next thing that happens when Jews take over a country. They kill millions of Christians.
True News has more than 185,000 subscribers on YouTube, and its videos have garnered 17 million views on the site. The outlet claimed in a tweet yesterday that they were quote-unquote banned again from YouTube as a result of Wiles' Friday broadcast. Wiles has in the past used the platform to argue that Jews control the media, present a danger to Christians everywhere, and are, in his words, the quote, synagogue of Satan, end quote. Plus, in a February 20th post, Wiles said, quote, "It's not Muslims that are going to kill us, it's the Jews," end quote. Genesis 12, 1 through 3 says, "The Lord has said to Abram, 'Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make Israel into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." End quote. And finally, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the claymation holiday kids special, which premiered in 1964, spotlights Rudolph and his journey from an outsider to becoming the hero of Christmas and leading Santa's sleigh, reports PopCulture.com. Per his parents' request, Rudolph wears a fake black nose to hide his different red nose. He does so to avoid embarrassment, and ultimately is the center of the joke when it falls off and the other reindeer make fun of him.
For crying out loud!
Fireball, what's the matter?
Get away! Get away from me!
Now, what's this nonsense here, Bucks? After all,
Look at the beak.
Stop calling me names.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Donner, you should be ashamed of yourself. What a pity. He had a nice takeoff, too.
All right, now, yearlings. Back to practice. Oh, no, not you. You better go home with your folks. From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?
Right. Phyllis tweeted, quote, as an adult, Rudolph is the saddest thing ever with the bullying and the shaming and mean Santa. No wonder we're all messed up, end quote. But in 2018, Corinne Conley, a voice actor who portrayed the doll, defended the show, saying, quote, I don't think that by getting sensitive to bullying that you want to copy it. You want to get rid of it. And certainly in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Everyone is reconciled happily at the end of the movie. Let's hope in today's society, the things that people are bullying about can also be rectified. End quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, December 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.